I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and you're going to be listening to episode 673 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. For more than 40 years, I worked as an executive recruiter, filling more than 1,200 positions plus consulting assignments. And what I learned over the course of that time was that the skills needed to find a job are different than those needed to do a job. On this show, I'm going to talk with you about one of the mistakes, and I have to say, stupid interview mistakes that job hunters make. And this one I understand a little bit more because it involves a more recent change in our lives, at least in the United States. So I hope you find the show helpful. I hope this isn't something that you do. But if it is something that you've made a mistake about, I hope I can help you correct it. And with that, let's get going. This is another one of those stupid interview mistakes I see people make all the time. And it's the habit of how we were acculturated in the U.S. that comes into play and shows up in interviews where you make assumptions about the other that you can't make. So here's how it goes. You look across the table. There's a woman sitting there, and you refer to her husband. Well, I'm going to remind you of something. Same-sex marriage in the United States is legal. So you have to now say something different. And it now has to say something about husband, wife, or partner. Because after all, you know, she may be married to a man. She may be married to a woman. She may have a partner. And as a result, if you start saying things that assume that she's heterosexual, you're going to send up flags for the gay audience, and rightly so. You're denying the fact that they could be married. Now, you may start rolling your eyes, folks, and start saying, oh, man, but get over yourself. This is a fact. And I'm going to say, from the job hunter perspective, you know, you make the same mistakes too. You see a man sitting opposite you, 35 years old. You notice a ring on their finger on the way in. So you feel good that you notice that he's married. And then you refer to his wife. And maybe he is married to a woman, but maybe he isn't. And in not referring to wife, husband, or partner, you know, I can assure you that they hear an ouch that hits them in the gut. And when it comes time to evaluate you, it affects their decisioning. Can't help it. Now, people can deny it does because, you know, they're going to be kind and say, you know, it takes time to change the habit. And saying wife, husband, or partner isn't necessarily going to get you brownie points. But you don't want to offend, right? And that's true whether you're a third-party recruiter, a corporate recruiter, or a job hunter. At the end of the day, same-sex marriage is legal. Get used to a different language, because otherwise you're going to hurt yourself somewhere along the line, right? So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.